It's EV News briefly for Wednesday, 4th of January. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, yes, I know I said yesterday was Wednesday. I'm very confused because of the bank holiday on Monday. VW unveiled their ID7 EV. Sedan, saloon, hatchback, if that's what you want to call it, because it has got a liftback. This is their Model 3 competitor. It's their version of the Aero concept car that we've seen, and no specs. No specs. We think it's going to be 88 kilowatt hours, probably good for 400 plus miles. Big 15-inch touchscreen. We did get an interior picture, and that is good because it's one of the things lacking in its ID cousins was the big screen. So they're fixing some stuff in that. More details in the next couple of months, they say. Tesla is leading in France, with the market generally trending down, but Tesla's leading the way, up 10%. EVs continue to gain ground in Switzerland, with pure EVs now at 17.3% of all new cars sold. What about in Europe, though, where 27.7% of all new cars sold have a plug socket on? This is the month of November. It takes a little while to bring the stats in one place. In November, the biggest seller in all of Europe was the Model Y, followed by Model 3. Tesla celebrates. And what about globally? Let's zoom out. What's selling on planet Earth? Well, 13% of all vehicles sold in the world, anywhere in the month of November, were EVs. 18% had a plug socket on, 13% were pure EV. Full electric, 13. That's double digits. That's a big number. Number one seller in the month of November, that'll be the Model Y then. In the US, the battery manufacturing capability will go 20x over the next decade, from 55 gigawatt hours a year to 998 gigawatt hours per year. That's enough for between 10 and 13 million EVs, depending on the battery size. In North America, from Kentucky to Tennessee, Georgia, Michigan, those manufacturing plants are going up quickly in the US. The market share of the South Korean battery makers continues to drop. The likes of LG, Samsung, and SK losing out to their Chinese competitors. Tesla's been fined in South Korea 2.8 billion won over failing to represent the reduction of range in their cars when it's cold. There's a new disclaimer on the Tesla website. The Chevy Bolt price is increasing, not by much. $900 for the Bolt, $600 for the EUV. But it does get $7,500 off because of the new Inflation Reduction Act. That's a 20 grand EV you can get in the Bolt. That's mega. The Volvo EX90 debuted in the US, and it's got online, available for pre-order. This is covered in sensors, LiDAR from Luminar, radar, cameras, ultrasonics, all to be the safest car in the world, they say. And it will see two football fields away through the mist, the rain, the snow, the fog. Far, far more than the human eye. An opposite, really, way of doing it to Tesla's vision-only approach. Zeekr in China updating their 001. That, they call it a luxury safari coupe, don't you know? With a 140 kilowatt-hour battery. Wow! How much is too much? Well, that's a big battery for a car that size. NIO continue to put their battery swap stations into Europe. The latest ones going into Norway, Germany, Sweden, the Netherlands. There'll be 120 of them by the end of the year. What? That's by 2023. Japan is relaxing rules on high-powered chargers, which are quite restricted right now. In fact, only some people are allowed to operate 200-kilowatt EV chargers, but that's going to be reduced and anyone can start to use them. Yeah, I know it's bonkers, but there's really no EV industry in Japan. It's 2% of all new cars. And used EV prices continue to fall in the UK, with Tesla seeing the biggest drops. And that's briefly